Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Drive at the end of the first half that got you guys started.
Yeah, we had to have it. We struggled early on. I think that they had a really good plan on defense. We liked our plan as well. It's just a matter of figuring them out and getting our play calling situated.
What did you say about this team that you're able to come back down 17, especially in this circumstance on the road against the 49ers?
Defense did a great job. Giving us short fields, causing turnovers, getting off on third down, hanging in there, keeping it close enough so that we could get back in it.
Hey, on that first touchdown to Brandon, what was the look you guys got there, and what can you say about the catch that Brandon made there?
It's a great catch. I'll let the man, he'll walk you through it a little bit better than I will. I think he made it harder than it needed to be on purpose so he could get the good catch.
Jay, how tough was it when you took that hit? I mean, is it tough to kind of reach
I just knocked the wind out of me, so it was just a matter of enough time, just getting my wind back, and Tress understands that kind of stuff, so he called a run the next play, and then we were back to business.
Jay, how were they playing your receivers outside early on? Because you were talking about the good game plan.
Yeah. They're mixing it up. They were sitting on our stuff, 8, 10, 12 yards. They were kind of sitting out there. They were showing the shell, matching up underneath. They had a good game plan.
Was there any challenge in trying to get a feel for Brandon and Alshon tonight, not knowing exactly how they were going to be, not at full strength and just getting a feel for the rhythm?
No. I mean, I knew if they were going to go, we were going to be fine. I've worked with those guys enough that, it's like riding a bike.
How much of a steady influence is it to have them in there?
It's huge. It's night and day. It was a long week without those two out there.
Jake, you feel a real difference in the second half, just the way you guys were clicking and that?
Yes and no. The defense was causing turnovers. We had some short fields there. We got a few big plays. So the film, it's going to be a little bit different from first half to second half. But the defense set us up nicely, I think.
Brandon, what does it say about the team that they you out 17-0, you end up rallying, and you score three times in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I think Coach Trestman said it best. Is it's tough being in games like this, but what happens is it built character. It built a stronger backbone. We're going to need it, with the schedule that we have and what we're trying to accomplish. So it's tough to be in this situation, but I think we grew a lot tonight.
Brandon, can you take us through the first touchdown catch or what you saw? Obviously, Jay mentioned it at the start.
Yeah, well, what Jay said is I would have made it easier for myself if I stayed outside. But I went inside, and once I saw one high, I felt the ball coming my way. And when it was in the air, I just threw my hand out there, and it stuck. Basically.
That's great.
Brandon, you said
for me.
Yes, sir.
Brandon, you said in the beginning of the week and on your show that you were playing this week.
Yeah.
How close did that come today?
Oh, it came probably an hour and a half before the game. Friday, we tried to give it a go, and it didn't feel great. And I just tried to stay positive and speak positive things into existence. And, I knew once I get to the game, and if I could just at least jog, adrenaline will kick in, and I'll be able to run a little bit.
That power positive, you talk about you and your coach and things like that. Yeah. That really works for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I really believe it. I really believe we can speak life and we can speak death. And, all week I was speaking life and healing on my leg. And, I just wanted to go out there, at least, go out there and pull some coverage for guys. I just didn't want to, let our guys go out there and be by themselves. Those guys are more than capable. We believed in them. Jay was positive all week and was getting those guys rolling. He had some of our younger guys just freaking writing scripts out all night and all day. So they were ready to go if we weren't.
Brandon, how did you guys break through between that first and second half? Because, I was asking Jay earlier, it seemed like they were really on you guys on the outside.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's one play. It's one drive at a time. I think it's a trickle-down effect with Coach Trustman's poise. It doesn't matter if we're winning or we're losing. His demeanor's the same. Jay, you guys know that. He has no emotion. So when you see our leaders, poised and their hands steady, everyone else is kind of calm. So We just stayed in it and believed if we can just get in the end zone once, we'll be able to build off of that.
Was
I frustrated?
At first, I mean, like early on.
Yeah, I was really frustrated. Then I tried to, you know, try to stay positive, and it worked.
Jay, what was the energy shift for you guys as the defense started to get the ball back, get sacks, and really get things?
They were playing well the first half too. You know, we just had to, like B said, stay positive, and hopefully they kept playing well the second half, and we could get a little rhythm going. You know, we picked up the pace a little bit in the third quarter, and no huddled a little bit, moved the ball some. You know, and then short fields. I mean, anytime you have short fields and you're creating turnovers, that's going to have a negative effect on the other team. And you know, that's what our defense was able to do. And whenever we're able to capitalize on turnovers, that's hard to overcome.
Brandon, what did you think of when Jay took that big hit and then he comes back and I think he was throwing like one incomplete pass after that?
I just said that in the locker room where, I mean, that's old news for us. You know, I've been around Jay for a long time, and I remember a couple of years ago him getting criticized pretty heavy for, you know, not coming back into the game. But he's one of the toughest guys I know. But you guys won't never understand that because whether it's good or bad, his posture, his demeanor is the same. So for me, it was just like, okay, get up and let's roll.
Jay, what was it like to talk about the defense and how well they did? They've been maligned at times. Conte kind of been beat up around the city for a while, makes a diving kick. To see the defense sort of step up like this on the road.
Yeah, I mean, in today's world, I mean, I think anyone's looking to beat up anybody in the press. So, I mean, in the locker room where we stay together. I mean, we know that those guys can play. You know, we brought in, I think Phil did a great job of bringing in guys to help that defense. You know, defensive line's better, which is going to help the secondary. I mean, that's just how it goes in this league. And offensive line gets better, it's going to help the quarterback and the running back and the receiver. So it starts up front. And whenever we're improving up there, you're going to see an effect on the back ends.
Brandon Calfour, I mean, Sarkis Porter.
Yeah. I hate that. You know,
I mean, we knew it since day one.
Yeah.
Day one he came out there and he was – you know, he was manning up B and Alshon and
relax.
He was, you could tell he could play. I mean, they were getting him, but you could tell you could tell he was gonna be really good in this league.
Go back to our rookie year, and Elvis Dumervil came to me after one of our training camp practices and said, "Man, Champ Bailey's in there watching y'all 1-on-1s because I beat him pretty bad," and he was basically studying me. Kyle Fuller, I had to do that this training camp. You know, I had to go in there and in the Weber Center and just watch what he was doing because he surprised us. And I told him it's not about starting. It's not about, you know, making a Pro Bowl for him. He needs to have Hall of Fame on his brain because that kid can play.
Brandon, what specifically does he have in his skill set that stretches?
You know what? He has no fear. There's no wide receiver. There's no moment that's bigger than he is. You know, he has a great skill set, but better yet, his attitude is amazing. His approach to the game is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd think he was in the league 5-6 years, just the way he carries himself. It's fun to watch him.
Yeah.
Couple more? Jay, how much of a boost, I mean, I've answered this already, but this type of a win just doesn't, you know, happen, of course, easily. But, you know, you guys –
Yeah, it's hard to win every week, especially on the road, like you said. And we knew they were going to be amped up with opening the new stadium, all the Hall of Fame guys coming back, and we just kind of had to weather the storm. So we've got to take a look at this film on Tuesday, break it down, and then we got to move on. We can't really dwell on this. There's a lot of football left, so we just kind of have to keep building on this, like you said, and get better and better each week.
Did Coach Dressman have any kind of message for you guys at halftime or at least after your touchdown, Brandon, to help get things going a little bit?
No.
No. You know, he says the same thing. I mean, he's not going to give us big motivational speeches because we don't need it. You know, those last for about one play, and then it's over with, and then you're back to the rest of the guys in the huddle. So
I think he asked, "Are you guys okay?"
Yeah, you know, I said, "You guys okay?" I'm like, yeah. You know, he just sticks to the game plan and starts figuring out what we can do and trying to move the ball. So it's cool to have him because he's level headed and he's always working for us.
Brandon, when Tillman gets hurt and Conte gets hurt,
No,
how do you fight against that?
I think the guys understand, you know, especially the guys that have been around for a while, that's the NFL, it's the next man up. You know, the guys were excited when, you know, Alshon and I went down in a way, a positive way, where it was like, you know, it's the next man up. And that's what Alshon and I was preaching all week. It's like, listen, there's going to be no drop-off. Same thing with Gars and Matt, our upfront guys. You know, guys understand, you know, that's why they're here. They get paid, too. They're more than capable.
This team's pretty deep, too. There's obviously a limit to how depth, but we're pretty deep, I think.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.